Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Stefan Adams, who will join us from Canes Insight. There's a lot of things going on, obviously, down at Coral Gables, but they could listen to Stefan's replay as a podcast, and no matter what they're doing, and they'll be able to check out all the infinite wisdom. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Stefan, thanks so much. Obviously, busy time now. Not only the recruiting where you're watching out of one eye, but the actual football team that makes all that possible. Welcome in, and thanks so much for taking your time.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you said it. It is a busy time, and it's good to get back on the field and get a glimpse at what the team's going to look like for 2021. This was really the first time that the media, you know, myself and others, have been able to be back on Green Tree practice field since COVID has been, you know, in the mix. So it's been about a year and a half since we've been out, you know, actually been able to watch the team, and so we got to experience that this past weekend. So that was pretty cool.
A lot of anticipation, obviously. I mean, there's a lot of new faces, a lot of jobs still open, and certainly on the depth chart, incoming freshmen are obviously going to fill up that depth chart pretty quick, because Miami right now, at a lot of the different positions, being certainly linebacker, is not a deep team. Talk about that and what you do going in, not just Alabama, but just the season in itself, whether it's App State or Michigan State or whatever. What do you do at linebacker? Do you look, hopefully some of these guys that maybe underachieved the last couple of years would turn things around?
Yeah, well, I think the hope is that some of the younger guys get a little bit more comfortable, get their feet wet, and slowly, maybe as the season goes along or even right off the bat, we'll see. Hopefully they'll be able to take over and start, getting the majority of the snaps and playing a little bit longer into the game, because that's really where the upside is, the younger guys right now. The older guys have gotten a lot of chances in the past year or two. Guys like B.J. Jennings, Zach McCloud at defensive end, moved to defensive end this year, and Wayne and Steed as well. Guys that played a lot of football at Miami, not necessarily bad players, but players you would rather see in a backup role, in a bench role, maybe come off the bench for a few snaps. They really want to see guys like Corey Flagg in his second year coming on. Corey Flagg had a lot of strong plays last year, but just didn't play enough, didn't have enough consistency to really feel comfortable, you know, as a starter last year. They're hoping he takes that next step this year and really takes over that middle linebacker job from B.J. Jennings. And then you got some. There's a couple other younger guys. They've moved Keontre Smith, who's played safety and striker in the past at Miami. They've just moved him to Will linebacker. He's gotten most of the burn on second team, and he's gotten some first team reps as well. It seems like him and Flagg are the two guys that are closest to pushing Jennings and Steed out of those starting linebacker roles. So they want to see those two guys really make a move and step up and just become more consistent practice to practice. Course, Alabama is a tough task, especially for two young linebackers, that they're going to throw them in right away. So it's just hard to tell. Are they really that comfortable? Are they really feel like they've progressed enough to just throw them right in there against Alabama? Or are they going to go with the older guys first, maybe, you know, make it like a 50-50 split, kind of a timeshare situation with Alabama, and then as the season goes along, maybe working the younger guys more? So it's hard to tell right now, but definitely like what I've seen so far from the younger guys. Another guy should be shouted out, Tariq Austin Cave. Had a pretty good second practice on Saturday. That's a guy from New Jersey going into his second year at Miami. The guy had a pick and had some nice stops coming up with runners coming out of the backfield. Mostly worked on second and third team, though. So we'll see. You know, there's a couple of guys at linebacker, Avery Huff as well, guy that really has a high ceiling, but it just hasn't really clicked for him mentally. Has all the physical tools, though. So there's plenty of guys that have talent. It's just Miami and the coaches waiting to see that consistency from those younger guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Stephen Adams, Kane's Insight, joining us offensively. There's really, you know, you break it down, there's really no reason that they shouldn't be able to score. I mean, are they going to do it in bunches against great teams like Alabama? Probably not. But their schedule, their athletes, the guys who, you know, who are in their year to really, really step it up. I mean, you've got some really outstanding wide receivers. Your offensive line has come, geez, light years in the last 14, 15 months. Your running game is still deep, maybe even gotten deeper. So there's really no reason when, obviously, quarterback-wise, there's no reason Miami shouldn't score points. And I think I don't want to say that I see a lot of those NC State-type games, those 48-46-type games. But against the better teams, I think that may be the norm for a bit until that defense that, you know, starts maturing and, as you said, get some playmakers. What's your thought on that?
I think especially with the Rhett Lashley offense, the wide receiver play is just so key, so important. They run a ton of four wide receiver sets, and this last year the wide receiver was just not up to par. Too many drops, too many miscommunications with the quarterbacks. Maybe running wrong routes or, you know, things of that nature, where it's just you could tell it was a new system and guys that were just maybe not fully locked in mentally. A ton of talent, of course. South Florida breeds those skill position players, so Miami's never going to lack for the talent. It's just about you know, these guys, younger guys and older guys too, developing that that consistency to really make plays on a, you know, on a regular basis, and making sure that, you know, yeah. Derek King's a very, very good with the quick game and the intermediate game. They had some timing issues with the deep ball last year. After a while, they got that fixed the second half of the season. So it's going to be all about how well you know, they start the season with that deep ball. Yeah. They want to you know, work things quick in the passing game. Hit them quick with the run game. They're very high up tempo type of offense. So they want to kind of bleed defenses down a little bit and then hit them over the top, and that's just kind of the style of play that they want to do. And with the wide receivers, I've been impressed so far. You know, coming into fall camp the past 2 days, they've played pretty well. Sure. If we're going just by two practices, of course you gotta put that into context. But they definitely look improved thus far. There's probably four or five guys at this last practice that really stood out to me. They probably had arguments for most impressive. Mike Redding, Xavier Restrepo were probably my two favorite that I saw over these past two practices. Both guys got started on second team, got some first team action. These are two second year players. Redding's more of a, you know, that complete wide receiver type. He has that that big physical build, can kind of wall off defenders if you like him as a possession receiver, and you know, work the sticks a little bit, but also has enough speed to get deep. He actually beat both of Miami's first team corners, DJ Ivey and Tyreek Stevenson, beat them for deep balls from both Derek King and Tyler Van Dyke. So he has a very you know, all around game, very versatile skill set. He's a guy we could definitely see working into the offense, first team, going down the line. Xavier Restrepo, we talked about him a ton, Larry. I mean, sure. The kid just makes plays all over the place. Sure. He was just working underneath games, pulling gaps in the middle of the field on those intermediate routes. He probably had at least six diving catches or close catches in this last practice. And, you know, he just has that type of game where it gets the offense fired up. You know, every time he kind of laid out for one, you know, his teammates were just responded so emotionally, a lot of big cheers and yells every time he's laying out for a ball. And, you know, he did that multiple times throughout the day. Had a ton. He just shows up. It's very obvious that he's in the game, and he makes plays. That's just really what it is, and that's what Miami, the wide receiver group, needs for this Hurricanes offense going forward. Mike Harley, Keyshawn Smith, both guys made plays over this past couple practices, and Breshard Smith as well is a true freshman guy. You're hoping you can see him working into the offense, but he has that type of game where he has that next level gear, and he's very well built in the slot. He primarily works out of the slot. It's not your typical, you know, small, shrimpy kind of slot receiver guy that can kind of, you know, match up with press coverage and can also go beat you deep and has that next level speed. So I've liked what I've seen from those guys so far. And of course, Will Mallory as a tight end, he's done plenty in the past at Miami. Now he's going to get his first, you know, full-time kind of role without Brevin Jordan on the field. And so he's going to have plenty of potential as well. And, you know, he terrorized the linebackers in coverage these past two practices as well.
Good stuff, as always, Steph. People are going to want to read you, and they're going to follow you because you have some really good stuff, especially leading up to the opener. And obviously, we'll try to get you on the week of that game. Talk about give everybody an opportunity to follow you, whether it's on social media or your website or both.
Yeah, absolutely. We got everything. If you like reading articles and stuff like that, we got everything you would want on CanesInsight.com. You know, check us out there. Or if you like Twitter, videos, YouTube, got all that at Canes Insight. Great stuff. Got the podcast on SoundCloud, on Apple, wherever you would listen to a podcast, we're on it. So just check us out, Canes Insight. Got plenty of recruiting news, team news, and a great message board with a ton of communication going back and forth from some very inspired fans. So check
love
us out
to hear
for sure
it.
If you haven't heard of us yet.
Love to hear it. Good stuff. Thanks so much. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks, Steph.
Absolutely. Thanks, Larry. Take care.
Good stuff. Stephen Adams, Canes Insight, and obviously they have a lot of information. And as I told you before, a lot of that information is going to be affected the local high schools. So they're all watching how University of Miami does. A lot of these kids are hanging in the balance.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.